Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, at 7:06. Happy Wednesday day to you and yours from the stars.
What's happening?
I think I could sing Rat Pack if I had to.
Is that okay.
You just talk about stars and trying to make it and live your best life.
There's actually a song called Living My Best Life. But
how's that go?
Not going to sing it.
Well, you can say it.
It's by Ben Rector. You know Ben Rector?
I don't.
I like
him. Is he going to be at Merlefest?
I don't think so, but man, that'd be great if he was. I like him a lot. He's a singer-songwriter, but anyway, he sings that one. But you go ahead. Keep singing.
No, you've got lyrics?
No, I'm not singing.
We
I'm
all have singing. A song within us,
I have Mames. A song in my heart at all times, but I'm not singing it out loud. So.
Mamie, Justin, Bill, hanging out. Happy Wednesday. A few things to do. First off, don't know if you saw or heard. Hopefully, can you hear it? Anyway. Earthquake in Taiwan.
I saw that.
Last night.
I did see that.
7.5.
Yeah, the videos are wild, too.
Rough.
Yeah.
A lot of videos. Like, in this day of technology, we have so much access to making of content and seeing things. So some of these videos, like, saw one video of a guy just swimming in a swimming pool, and all of a sudden, like, it just starts oceaning the whole thing. Multiple videos of cars just driving on the road. And the road basically becoming a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Everybody did the smart thing, I think, and stopped. Do you keep driving in the earthquake or do you stop?
I don't know what the protocol is for. I don't know. You were born in California. What do you do when an earthquake?
I don't remember.
How old were you when you moved here?
4. It was in 94 after the earthquake.
And it was after the earthquake. You don't have any memories of it?
It was the earthquake. I have one memory. It's kind of weird. Children, like how much can we actually remember? At what point do you start remembering? I have this one visual in my head. We lived in a condo and they had like garages was the bottom floor, like an alleyway type thing. And I have this visual. I could see the white condos and like down the alleyway. But yeah, that's the only memory I've got of California. This is my home. This is where I'm at. So updating our choices, basically bracket challenge.
Yeah.
Earthquake, hurricane, tornado. Last night, world experiences the earthquake. Are you updating your sheet?
For what?
Which would you pick? Not want, but which one would you, if you had to pick one.
Earthquake, hurricane?
Hurricane, or was it earthquake, hurricane, tornado?
I believe so. Some sort of 3 natural devastating disasters.
Yeah, earthquake and tornado were definitely 2. I'm a little shady on the 3rd. I believe it was hurricane.
Hurricane. I don't know. I mean, I did a bunch of tornado drills in elementary school, so I think I'm set there. So I guess I'd pick that one.
Logic there.
A lot of sitting in the hallway with my hands over my head. I think that's the tornado drill.
When it comes to driving in the earthquake, I have a little tidbit for us. Move your car as far out of traffic as possible. Do not stop on or under a bridge or overpass or under trees, light posts, power lines, or signs. Yeah, that does make sense. Stay inside your car until the shaking stops. When you resume driving, watch out for the breaks in pavement, some fallen rocks, and bumps in the road, especially as bridges approach.
I could see some people like abandoning their car, though. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to do. I don't think.
I don't know what. I feel like I would just stop if that's what was happening.
And then when it stops,
unless you're on like you said, like a bridge or overpass, and you keep going. We've had a couple of earthquakes in North Carolina. Not a
7.5.
Right. Just
even within the past couple of years, I remember sitting in the living room and it was like a little wave,
and then
like mom was around and like she comes running into the room. That was an earthquake. It was like, yeah, I felt it. It was like a wave. My tummy did the woo.
Like you're on the lake.
Yeah.
Going over the waves. That
but
kind of
a 7.5 is nothing to joke about. The problem for Taiwan, I don't think necessarily is the earthquake, though a couple buildings did fall over, by the way. Let's be clear about that.
I don't know if you saw that.
A couple buildings, commercial buildings in Taiwan fell down. But the tsunami, I guess, is kind of the big concern right now.
Yeah.
The potential.
Oh, so the aftershock. Man, see, tsunami, that is terrifying.
That one, I would never
pick
that one.
Maybe that's the third one. Was that the third one?
Yeah, well, I don't want that one.
I don't want
any of them for anyone.
but that is...
That's one we're going to say absolutely not.
No, there's no way. There's nothing you can do to prepare for a tsunami.
You just
go higher.
Yeah, you got to leave. Like, yeah, you got to move farther away from the
farther,
coast.
Farther, yeah.
Just... If there's a scene of like a tsunami in a movie, I'm like, I like watching the water go in because it looks so overwhelming.
So you choose that movie.
I would probably choose that movie, but I would choose Twister too. You know they're doing a remake?
I did see that.
Very cool.
Okay, and yet I'm the weird one for saying pick between the three, and y'all are watching the movies on it, though.
You got my mind in a, yeah.
In a place.
I do like a disaster movie. I like a disaster movie because I know it's not real. Like the over-the-top disaster movies.
Like Aliens?
No, like Day After Tomorrow.
Love Day After Tomorrow.
Those kind of ridiculous kind of, yeah, where they like... Can run
New York
from
freezes.
Yeah, that, or they can like run from fire, or you know, outrun the tsunami. They can outrun the tsunami.
Yeah,
like this one scene, they're on like a moped outrunning the wave or something.
Now,
like that.
Now the secret to running away from the tsunami is you find like a super tall and you just go around the corner. So when it goes past the centrifugal force goes so much farther. You don't get affected.
Right.
I did see. I did not.
Super tall required.
I did not put this on the sheet, but I did see a TikTok this morning that had me laughing pretty hard.
Oh, yeah? Was it about a tsunami?
It was about a tornado.
Oh.
So a guy said that.
Hilarious.
Hilarious stuff.
No, it's funny. A guy called into a radio show, much like ours, and said that the reason for tornadoes in the South now, because we didn't have them when we were growing up.
Mm-mm.
I mean, we did, but he said we didn't.
Sure.
At traffic circles. Traffic circle fall.
It catches the wind.
All the cars everyone's going round and round. It's creating the, when you said centrifugal force, that's what made me think
Don't
of
get
it.
Me started on the EVs.
That centrifugal force, it just mixes up the atmosphere and it's causing more tornadoes in the South. We didn't have them before.
I think the EVs contribute more to earthquakes. Yeah. So roundabouts for tornadoes, EVs for earthquakes. We got to figure out tsunamis. But hurricanes also. I can't remember. I think it was hurricane is what I had on the list.
I think we went more hurricane.
Yeah, I'm with you on tsunami. Tsunami is a no man's land. Don't touch that one. I don't think anybody would pick that one. Unless you know something. You live in a yellow submarine?
No, I don't.
I definitely do not.
And I'm not picking
tsunami. I don't even
have
a boat.
You ain't got a John. You guys have a John boat, don't you?
No, we don't have, I just have a kayak now.
Oh, the kayak. Well, that's a boat.
Eh.
Is a boat defined by motor?
It's not going very fast. I'm not out paddling a tsunami, that's for sure.
I don't know if anybody's out paddling. Maybe that's the ride secret. With it.
Yeah,
though.
That's
the
secret. Ride the wave, yeah.
We're figuring this out as we go.
Ride the wave.
I'm starting a new kayak company.
We need a TM button. That's what we need.
We do need a TM button.
I don't know what else.
Try to clip it.
Yeah, somebody shouting TM what it would say, but it's
just you shouting TM.
Damn! Yeah, that'll go well. But thoughts and prayers for the people of Taiwan.
Right, I can't. For sure.
They're used to it though. Like that's the other thing, right? Like the South Pacific, right, or Asia Pacific. I mean, they're definitely like this ain't new.
Right. It's like people always ask, "How do you live on the East Coast with hurricanes?" And I was like, "I don't know. They don't bother me. They don't really make it here that often either.
It's like once every 2 decades.
Right. Right. So yeah, we're fine.
Not bad. We've got a pretty good infrastructure system to take care of certain things. We got to get a look at traffic up next. Jeff with iCats. We've got Skycam Digital. Yeah. Mario Bianco. He's also a Hopo Hooligan, fellow Hopo Hooligan. We graduated together, so that was kind of funny. But this is a meme. I'm not even going to talk. I'm just going to sit around while you guys chit-chat about things. Bill Russell at 8:15 as well, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, and a slew of other craziness.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning, LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18. And it's Wednesday. You know, you make it to that hump day, and then everything else changes. It's also spring break, though, here for CMS. Is Iredell State Central Schools on spring break?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Let's ask Jeff. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. No accidents to report at this time, although traffic is getting heavier as the morning progresses. Statesville going south, to Charlotte. There was some slowdown in the Cornelius Huntersville area. Northbound, things were looking pretty good the first trip up, but I'm sure as the morning progresses, you'll have some slowdowns from about exit 23 coming north into Cornelius. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues this morning. Earlier, it was raining pretty hard. Right now, the roads are kind of drying up. I joked with Bill, it was raining so hard earlier, I thought that I saw animals lining up two by two to get on the bus.
That's pretty good, Jeff. CMS spring break this week. Is Iredell Statesville on spring break as well? Do you know, Jeff, by chance?
I believe they are.
Oh, a little lined up action. Still the traffic's out there, though. Quite surprising. Jeff, we appreciate you, sir. Happy Wednesday to you. Looking forward to continuing the conversation at 8:15.
All right. You guys have a great morning.
You too, sir.
Talk to you later.
RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. Yeah, a little wet out there.
Yes.
Little slickness happening. So you want to pack them patient pants.
That's right.
If you're on autonomous driving mode, let us know how that goes. Maybe it helps. Maybe it keeps the distance better.
Maybe.
Maybe it adjusts automatically. I need to adjust.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day.
Today's word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April the 25th through the 28th. Wilkes Community College. We will see you there. You got anybody for me?
Yeah, you know, again, there's over 100 performers.
Correct.
12 stages.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost overwhelming unless you know the really, really good ones. And you've really got to. And part of it is the name. The Sensational Barnes Brothers.
Yes.
I mean, sensational.
Right.
Absolutely.
The same.
Them Cooley Boys.
Them Cooley Boys.
They be cool.
Trouble, but cool.
Ayo.
Hey now, today's word of the day is aplomb.
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 I was wondering how you were going to say it.
Aplomb.
And then you did it in a way that aplomb? Wasn't really expecting. I thought it was like aplomb. Apple bomb.
Nope. Aplomb.
Apple bottom jeans.
Apple bottom
we're
jeans.
We're dealing with aplomb bottom jeans. It's a noun. For those following along at home, it's A-P-L-O-M-B.
So it's conjugatical.
Aplomb. I don't believe so.
Mm.
It's a noun.
Aplomite.
Nope.
Do you wanna be a plomb?
Yes.
I think so, yes.
Yes.
Oh.
I think so.
Oh.
If it's what I think it means, yes.
If it is what I think it means.
Okay, on her first day as a teacher, June handled herself with aplomb, keeping the class engaged and focused.
Poise.
Oh, boom. That's it. That is the one. We gotta work it out to where I get the volume down so that way I want the horn to get its full. There it is. Aplomb.
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 Yeah.
Did I steal that from you? I'm sorry
no,
if
it's
I
fine.
Did.
You got
did
it.
You know that?
Aplomb.
Yeah, I've heard it used more like with a little flair, a little pizzazz too.
Oh,
like a little powdered sugar?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the way I'm saying it?
A little sprinkle. Yeah.
So yeah, what changes? Like the way aplomb. It's being said?
No. I've heard it used in that way too.
Contextually.
Contextually, yeah. A little. Yeah.
Round of aplomb.
Aplombaceous. Nope.
I don't like that one.
What's the definition, though? Did you read the whole definition?
I can. Aplomb means complete and confident composure or self-assurance and is a synonym of poise.
Oh! Look at that. Right on the
had
money.
To give it to you, huh?
No choice.
I was I don't like it. Yeah.
You would have been berated had you not given that one to me. I said poise! At least I didn't say crusty.
You didn't say crusty.
That would be an antonym of it.
Yeah.
Mm, an antonym of plum. A plum.
A plum.
A plum is crusty. What else?
The antonym of a plum, though, very different.
Peach?
No, because they're still kind of same.
Prune?
I'd say like rock, right?
Non-food.
Yeah.
Non-food. Right.
It's just the opposite. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. No, I can't say no. I can't say no.
A plum-shaped rock.
Everyone will need to be a plum today because of there's a traffic stop planned today, right?
There are, yeah.
And it's supposed to rain. So double on plumdrums.
I don't think that's the right context.
I did like the effort, though.
That was a good try, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, between 9 and 12, traffic's going to be stopped today on Catawba Avenue at Burton Lane.
Burton?
Yes. Where's Burton Lane? Is that where the QT is around that area?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah. I don't know where that is.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's where that is.
somewhere between
Catawba and 21.
21 and 115.
Where they're putting that roundabout in, so they're going to be... They're going to be shutting traffic down there.
Looks like for two trees. So it says to safely clear two large trees. Are the tree huggers going to be out there today protesting?
We'll find out.
Do we not have anyone out there on the scene?
We should be there hugging. Between 9 and 12.
Okay, we'll go check it out.
We can just head over.
Just run over there.
Meet us over there. Also, subsequent, not related to this, after they cut down the trees, we'll have a bonfire. Not related, though, to this situation.
Not those trees.
Gotcha. This tree.
Not that tree, though.
Wanted it.
It is local wood.
Right.
But not the exact tree.
The tree will be a plum.
So, but I do like that they included...
Didn't have any pigs to discard the carcasses. So
if 77 gets backed up, they'll let people go through. So
77?
So it's where it is. You know where they're putting the traffic circle is right where you... The off-ramp for 77 mm-hmm. is right there.
The diverging diamond adjacent.
Correct, yeah. Correct. So, yeah, if it backs up 77, they'll just let you go through.
Just drive on through.
Just keep going.
Why not?
77 will get backed up, just letting you know.
So the roundabout for 21, this was like kind of like an old on-again, off-again situation. Again, I believe we're on again.
Where it's happening.
We are on
that's
again.
That's what's happening. It is all the way on.
I am pro no traffic light throughout the entire town.
None at all.
Here's why. As of right now, our traffic light system is controlled by Raleigh. We don't have a local...
You want to go off the grid?
I don't want them touching. Look, this is my house. I don't want them touching it. And I don't like people stopping. I think we need to keep a continuous flow.
Man, think of all the tornadoes we'd have, though, if all we had was traffic circles.
It's something we'd have to deal with.
Just nonstop tornadoes.
Although they're building bunkers...
Well, I guess that's
why. Like hotcakes.
Yeah, I guess that's why.
That's the new...
For all the tornadoes.
That's the new accessory dwelling unit. Bunkers.
I do get very excited. And it only happens in the mornings on my way here. Now, during like afternoon, evening drive time, no. When I go from my house, downtown Cornelius, to here, to the station on the other
You're
side of Catawba,
for that?
I get... Oh, that. Yes, definitely. But if I can make it through all the stoplights...
Oh, yeah.
On the bridge.
It's a good feeling.
Oh, man. I just feel like I won the lottery whenever that
Come
happens.
Come on, baby. One more.
That's it. It's that last one. It's that last one getting across the bridge that catches me sometimes.
But. I definitely feel like most of the time, given just, I think, I don't know if it's following me or just happens to be the routes I take, because I'll catch most reds. Mm-hmm. Like once I make it onto the main thoroughfare, whatever that is, I'm hitting reds.
Yeah.
And I don't like that feeling.
I hit every single one on the way here this morning.
The reds?
Yeah.
With nobody out? Was there a bunch of people out?
It was kind of busy this morning, yeah. Yeah.
A little travel.
There was a line at Dunkin' this morning. I had already pre-ordered my coffee, so I had to get it. But
was
yeah.
the ice partially melted or no?
It's doing okay. But yeah, I hit every single red, and so that's why I rolled in at 7:01.
You know
morning.
Why? Because in Raleigh, they're laughing. They're sitting in a room. Ha-ha, red. Ha-ha, red. Ha-ha, red.
Yeah.
That's what's
She's
happening.
She's late.
We got to change that. We need to work together. Mooresville's got the right idea. Mooresville is implementing their own traffic center here locally. They're going to have control of their stoplights.
Really? I didn't know
Another
that.
One for Mooresville.
Good job, Mooresville.
They got the downtown. Now they're getting the traffic light system.
And the Red Line meeting's happening this week. Did you
Is
see
it?
That?
No, yeah. I don't know anything
I think
about it.
It is this week. I think they're having some meetings on the Red Line. Like that's.
What's there to talk about?
I don't know. Do you want it? Do you not want it? You think Mooresville's going to be in favor of it? I feel like Cornelius is excited about it.
Here's the problem I have with the old plan, I believe, ended in Mooresville. I don't think that can be the case anymore.
Yeah.
I think that the area has changed so much we have to relook at where the end point is. Because ultimately, and this is my opinion, if the red line comes north on 77, we got to take it to Statesville. And I think that then becomes for the future connector to Raleigh, where you can just ride 40 mm-hmm. all the way to Raleigh and connect into Greensboro. You can connect into Winston. You can connect into Durham and the Triad, all those places. I think that's the natural next connector. Rather than try to ride the 85 route, we go 77 and 40. That's my opinion. My opinion. Bill, you got a thought? You're muted.
I do not.
I don't know.
Would you go to Raleigh if you had the light rail opportunity?
Oh, I would.
I don't know. I don't go to Raleigh very often. I don't go to Raleigh enough now.
Don't care about it. Don't think about it in the day. Do you think about Raleigh in your day?
No. I lived there for 6 months.
You lived in Raleigh?
I lived in Raleigh for six whole months.
That's breaking news, if I've ever heard it.
You guess the air horns? Yeah. I lived in Raleigh for 6 months.
What'd you do there?
I worked for PBS.
Oh!
First job. I worked at the Charlotte had its own PBS.
Some things are starting to make sense around here, Bill.
First job was working for PBS.
Big Shot TV guy.
Yeah. Hey.
She's a lady.
All right.
Public broadcasting. My first job out of college was working for PBS in Charlotte, and then they closed it down to just make UNC TV out of Raleigh. So
I watch PBS on the weekend.
That's good.
This Old House is one of the shows I watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then there's another one like Grow Them Things or something like that.
Yeah. I was working there when Mr. Roger died. It was like...
Ooh, that must have been epic.
It was epic.
Did y'all have a party to celebrate? Like, locally even here? Did, like, the local PBS? Because he wasn't, like, out of Charlotte recording that or anything like that.
Was out of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So you would know some PBS facts like that. Yeah. Mamie's full of PBS facts. You saw a horse.
I did see a horse. We'll talk about it next.
Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:33. Did you saddle up this morning on your way out the door? Did you put your stirrups in and your clicker clackers on your shoes? Is that what they're called?
Clicker? You mean your spurs?
Spurs.
No, I did not. No, I just put on.
I thought this was you in this picture.
It is not me in this picture. So over on LKN Memes, I had someone, one of the followers, sent me Stacey Bright, who is a great member of the chamber too.
Yes.
Great lady.
Hey, Stacey.
She sent me a picture of these two guys it's a guy and a girl that had ridden their horses to the Dunkin' Donuts in Troutman.
On the horse.
I really hope they use the drive-thru.
I really hope
they rode the horses through the drive-thru. I could not confirm if that's what they did because she was just driving by and saw them, you know, standing outside. If you go to LKN Memes on Instagram, you can see it. And I believe that it was shared on WSIC's Instagram story yesterday, too. But this couple just rode the horses. But it's actually, like, I've seen people ride horses around town before.
I mean, I've seen people riding horses.
Down, like, but like in the city, I'll put city in quotations. But in the city, I've seen people like down Beatty's Ford over near Latted Plantation. I've seen people riding horses.
I've seen people in Uptown.
I've seen a couple guys in Uptown, yeah.
The Cowboys in Uptown. I love a horse in the city.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I've seen it.
Is that a group? They got jackets?
I had somebody else.
They got horses.
About a year ago sent me pictures of two guys riding horses on Catawba Avenue.
Two guys riding horses.
Yeah, it's a band. I think they're playing at Real Fest.
I would have to issue if I was there, I'd have to be the Debbie Downer here. I'd have to issue a citizen citation. I don't see poop bags on the back of these horses right here.
Yeah, I don't know how that works with horses. They just go when they feel like it.
Horses can go while walking.
Oh, gosh, really?
Talent.
Think about that for a moment. Something. Next time you're standing in line waiting on your Dunkin', think about that. Horses here could just make this happen.
So I issued the challenge for people to caption the picture. So for anybody who's not seeing it, it's the Dunkin' Donuts and Troutman, and it's two people just sitting on their horses outside next to the Dunkin' sign. So
some of these are funny. Rob from Dive Bar, America trots on Dunkin'.
Yeah, that's a good one from Dive Bar. Lake Norman Hemp Co. This ain't my first rodeo, but it sure is my first caramel swirl. my friend from Belmont Beyond, which is a Instagram page about Belmont, the Wild West runs on Dunkin'. So that was a good one.
I'm assuming this was Richard, but somebody from WSIC News posted, "We ain't in Love Valley
that's
anymore."
That's
Cowboy Capital.
That's right.
Right. There.
That's right. Like that. Do they not have cars in Love Valley? I've never been there.
They have, I think the ratio of horses to cars is like 3-1.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So So it's a good one. There was one, oh, This Ain't Texas. That was my favorite. It's the Beyonce song. So that was, I know you, that's your favorite. You've been listening to the new album.
I was going
to
say, you know I know Beyonce. Really. Yeah.
Did you listen to the new album?
Me and the Queen.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
no,
that's what,
I have not listened
that's
to the
one
album.
Of her
she
songs.
She has a new album?
Yeah. She has a new album.
Good. When did it come out?
Last week.
Okay.
What's your favorite song on it, Mamie? I'm a 16 carriages kind of guy.
I would say Blackbird. It's probably my favorite
I
one
love
on there.
It.
That's
beautiful.
A good one.
I mean, she can just sing, so it's just easy to listen to.
It's a country album. Beyonce's doing like a country.
Yeah, what's up with that, with these artists cross-sectoring? Isn't
it's
that
just music.
Legal?
You can play whatever you want
to.
What's
up with you boxing in artists?
Yeah,
man.
Do what you want to do. My favorite.
I don't even go to this school.
The winning comment, who won all the points, was from Restless Baroness. Troutman, no longer a one-horse town.
Oh. But what about Sasquatch, though? We talked about Sasquatch the other day.
We did talk about Sasquatch the other day.
I found, I think, the actual picture of Sasquatch. This is when I first saw the horse in the rear end, I thought, oh, is that Sasquatch? No, wait, let me zoom out. That's a horse. But then the subsequent thing on my timeline was this Sasquatch photo.
Yeah.
Now, this one was taken. This is allegedly a real photo. This is what kicked it off. October 20th, 1967. Roger Patterson and Robert Gimlin captured footage of Sasquatch, Bluff Creek, California.
What the dog doing?
To the end, till they died. They said that they did not wear a suit and that they just took this photo here.
Horse.
Bill clicking buttons over there trying to test some things out. He's obviously got a horse soundboard up right now.
There you go.
WSICnews.com, all the socials. You can see this picture of Sasquatch. Allegedly, this is the original photo that got everybody wondering.
So that's what we're looking for.
This is the model. Now, I don't know how it works. This was 1967. If Sasquatch is on some human ears looking at this, I'm going to say this is at least a 20-year-old Sasquatch in this photo.
You think he's 20 in this picture?
It could be a young teen. Don't know how their breed works.
I'd say he's about 45. He looks like to be scowling a little bit in that picture.
So my point being, if Sasquatch lives in human ears, unless he happened to be married and have some kids, assuming this is the dude Sasquatch, I don't think we see him again.
Well, the guy in Washington State said that he would not shoot at the female Sasquatch, which makes me think there might be some of them out there.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
We would not take out the... Because we need to procreate.
He needed to know if it was against the law. And this guy called the police station in Washington State. Is it against the law?
Right.
To shoot...
My question is
with his
is
hunting
simple.
License. With his hunting license. Because he has his hunting license.
Mm-hmm.
Horse.
Is it okay to shoot it?
Right. So which category...
Or is that murder? Because would it be considered a man?
These are fascinating questions. Of which I don't know the answer. But if I saw this thing and while I was camping, would I shoot it? Absolutely.
Okay.
Because what else do you do? This thing is on uprights. Like this is a human being.
Tornado, earthquake, Sasquatch. Or Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. Which one? You pick?
I'd go Sasquatch because I could shoot him.
Mm. I think that thing's...
Bulletproof?
You need some of those.
I can already see your hands trembling.
Yeah. I think you need some of those like rhino bullets or something.
I'd hesitate. I mean, I probably would hesitate. I mean, cause like there's a moment of, wait, there can be peace. And like, nah.
Right.
Nah.
Is it you wouldn't
smiling?
Try to communicate with them like ET?
I would want to, you know, but like I do the thing which, you know, when people that don't speak your language, you're not supposed to talk louder.
Oh, do you do that?
Oh, yeah, you're a big
Sasquatch.
You want to go to Paris?
Stop.
Oh, my dad does that too. That's great.
Horse.
Just start yelling at him as
yeah,
if it's going to make any kind of difference.
Talks much louder.
Do you think this is a real photo?
No. I mean, yes, it's a real photo. No, it's a guy in a gorilla suit.
That's what I'm going to have to go with.
That's what I'm going with.
Although I do like to believe that I live in a world where we have Sasquatch.
I mean, the police department said that, or the wildlife department said, if there really was one, it would have gotten hit by a car by now.
We would have found him.
Yeah, yeah. Like Harry and the Hendersons. You ever seen that movie? That's a good one.
No, I haven't.
That's an old one. It's a good one, though.
Is it black and white?
No, it's from the 80s. But yeah, they find
Bigfoot.
You
clearly haven't seen it.
They find Bigfoot because they hit him with their car.
Oh, nice. Oh, I can picture the VHS tape
yes,
cover.
Yeah,
yeah. Now I can. That's basically what this guy looks like.
Right, right.
He fits the stigma.
You know, the the White House right next to the Junker property.
Yes.
It's moving to Denver. Okay, so they have a 6-foot
shout out to Chris Miles
Sasquatch statue out there.
I bought it for my mom.
You did?
Well, I have the 3-foot version.
Okay, Rob wants the 6-foot version.
He should get it.
He wants
it. It's awesome. It's heavy, though. It's like real heavy.
He's wanted it since we moved here.
I bought my mom the 3-foot one like 2 or 3 Mother's Days ago.
What do
I
you really do with it?
So I hide it. Like, I'll play with it. I'll put it behind like a little bush so it's like just the head sticking out.
I didn't know there was a 3-foot one, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe not anymore. I don't, but I got one. And it's hard to move, though, because like it's like the body is, you know, angled. Yeah. So you have to consider that in the art, in the deco.
Yeah. I don't know where it's going to go.
Definitely get the 6-foot. Definitely put it in the living room. That would be my recommendation.
Oh, he wants it in the front yard.
Oh, front yard also works.
And you put a jersey on it, football season.
Oh, of course.
Dress it up for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Put some lights on it. Halloween, dress it up.
I'm in full support of Rob on this one.
He's fully brought Katie over to that side, too. So
you're alone. You're on an island. Because I'm with T-Rob.
Well, I have veto power for everything that happens in the house, so it's not happening.
All right. I'm going to see if I can figure this out with you, Rob. I'm with Rob on this one.
Of course.
Sasquatch statue. That's a positive, though, right, Bill? That's how we can turn this around for Sasquatch as far as... Because I feel like he gets a lot of flack in community.
Right.
Not a lot of support.
When I was in Chimney Rock, they're nuts about Sasquatch there.
Pro Sasquatch?
Pro Sasquatch.
Like they're trying to like bring them out.
Yeah.
Come to us, Sasquatch.
Yeah, that's the new thing there.
We won't shoot you.
They have statues.
But we will.
Every gift shop has multiple Sasquatch.
Is that where Sasquatch is originally from?
I don't know. I don't know. I thought he was from California? Cleveland County. His name's Nobby. I thought he lived in Cleveland County.
No, that's the cousin. That's the cousin.
Oh, the bougie cousin. That's what Nobby means, remember from yesterday?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, you didn't know Shelby was so fancy.
I dug out an acre in a little town of Shelby. Quite quaint.
Good old Nobby.
Living the dream there. Living the dream.
Yeah. Sasquatch.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I also was thinking, speaking of animals, I don't know if you saw the headline. The biggest fresh egg producer in the United States has halted production at its Texas plant after bird flu was found in chicken. So now the egg prices are about to go back up. Don't know if you saw this. Egg prices are definitely, this is not, as far as I know, this is not April Fool's. This is very real. The biggest fresh egg producer in the United States has halted production at its Texas plant after bird flu was found in chickens. So now we're about to be back to this egg thing again. That's coming. See, there's a lag effect. Give it a week or two, but it's going to be there.
A lagging indicator.
What I really care about here is I think now we need to go to our legislator. There should be an exemption in CC&Rs for chickens. That's my thought. I want chickens. I've been wanting chickens for a while.
I think this
might be one of those moments. I like eggs.
You want to own chickens?
I want chickens in my backyard.
I think you could have chickens,
you can have chickens in your backyard.
I got CC&Rs that say I can't. Mm. I got rules.
They aren't suggestions?
Well, depends who you ask.
To more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:48.
Already?
I don't know. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Google only is set to destroy billions of records after a lawsuit accusing the tech giant of secretly tracking users.
Mm.
No big deal. Don't look over here.
No big deal.
It means nothing. Nothing to see here. It's merely Google doing what Google does and watching everything we do.
Everybody's information is out everywhere. You've said that before, but like...
Oh, definitely.
Everybody knows everything about me.
So there's a class action lawsuit. Yeah, I mean, Google improperly tracking private browsing. And so now they're going to quote unquote, yeah, we hit the delete button. How do we verify that?
What are they doing with this information? They're selling it to people?
Definitely selling it.
Definitely selling it.
So somebody else got caught. It appears somebody else got caught between Netflix and Facebook. Did you see that one?
I did see that one. That showed up on my timeline.
Deep.
Yeah.
That one's bad. If this is true, whether or not it's true, I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny, given that I don't work for the company.
I haven't heard about the Facebook.
Facebook and Netflix. They cut a deal together. So Facebook wanted to know what hits were trending. So Netflix was sharing its data as far as what shows people were watching.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Supposedly every 2 weeks. They got updates every 2 weeks. In exchange, Facebook shared with Netflix access for Netflix into people's DMs.
DMs, yeah. Which I don't understand why they needed access to people's DMs.
So they wanted to know what people were talking about and what was trending so they could put what people were talking about up for more.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You okay with it?
I'm glad they used their powers for good. It probably just stops out of what we're watching level.
Oh, yeah. That's all, I mean? That's all they care about. They're like,
in Netflix. Mm,
yeah. All this gossip. No. Just what are you watching on Netflix?
So I can rest easy knowing that.
That's all they care about.
You can still walk around the house naked. Don't you worry about it. You still can do what you're doing on a daily basis.
Correct.
I'm not sure. We got all those Ring cameras now.
That's China. That's different. Oh, okay. That's not. Well, is Netflix China too? I know TikTok is.
TikTok is probably big stake of it.
Do you remember when Netflix was like on top as the number one? Like when they first came out as the streaming service?
Yeah. I remember when you could get DVDs. That's how I started with Netflix. Thank you, Claudia, for this lovely gift.
Sorry, just playing.
I like how Claudia got you a claw.
She knows.
She knows.
I'm trying to. Oh, wait. Hey, Mames, can I see your phone real quick? No big deal. Let me just go ahead and pick this up. Hey, Netflix, how you doing? See, that's how easy it is. That's what they're doing. They're watching. They're watching you constantly.
Oh, Netflix used to just be DVD delivery. Remember that?
I do. They started as that when Blockbuster was going downhill.
That's right.
Do we think any of this is possibly tied to AT&T's data leak of 75 million current plus 300 million past?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Any connection in that?
It was like 64 million past.
64, my bad. I was off on the math a little bit there. And 7.5 current, I think, is what it
is? Yeah, something like that.
Got it.
Yep. And then I got an email yesterday from, I can't remember who it was from because I think I've already deleted it, but that another...
You delete emails?
Yeah, all the time.
Dang.
That another...
I don't play that game in my inbox.
I can't remember who it was. I think it was a travel company or something, one of the airlines or something. There was a breach, and so...
Delta?
American. So, change my password. Like, just said, change your password.
What would they steal for? Like, what would you lose from American?
Remember, they better not take my points. I worked hard for
now,
those.
Now we're getting into territory.
I got 100,000 airline miles almost.
Dang.
After I go to New York, I'll be at 100,000.
What does that get you? Like 100,000?
Trip points. To Paris?
Oh, that's covering the Paris. It covers one to Paris. Got it. Gotta have it.
Yeah.
Have you decided an itinerary for Paris? Like maybe a first stop that you're doing in Paris?
Oh, yeah. First stop. Uh-huh. Yeah, put it on the sheet. Did you see it? First place I'm going, I go to Paris. There's now a new Costco.
Okay. I saw that you put something on the sheet. I didn't know what it
was.
You
didn't click it?
So Costco is your first...
I have to click your links. I have to. Because I have to know what I'm getting into before coming in the morning.
Because I write hooks.
Right. But my first stop, Paris just got its first Costco. So there's a video I ran across. It's an American who's living in Paris, and she's just so hyped. The favorite thing, they have the $5 chickens. They're for 5 euros. Euros are a little, I think.
Is the dollar is back to being less than a euro?
Yes.
At one point, the dollar jumped above.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know how much more, like $1.50 or something, I think is what the exchange rate is. But they have the 5 euro chickens, $1.50 euro for a hot dog.
Like
so that. same kind of thing you would get here. So she's just so hyped. But they also have some stuff that we obviously don't have here. Sea urchins, live sea urchins. They do have Dunkin' Donuts there that you can buy. And they have the grocery store cakes, which she said that's not, that's a very American thing. You know, the cakes like you would get at the grocery store.
No, because they have like real bakeries.
They have like real bakeries, But yeah, all the preservatives, all the things you love from America.
They have like that patisserie cafe on every corner.
That's right. Mm. That's right. But yeah, she was like, I spent way too much money, but man, I'm happy. She's sitting in the car with a bag of popcorn.
That's got to be a big deal because like Costco also is about buying mass quantity of products. That doesn't seem like, and maybe I'm being a nationalist here. It doesn't seem very French to buy a bunch of products.
It's not. No, it's very American. But so,
culturally,
I feel like,
though, they're trying?
I think they're just going to say, hey, why not? Let's give it a try. And I'm sure all the expats, the people who moved here from there in...
I mean, I don't know where in Paris else you get a hot dog and a soda for a euro and a half.
Yeah, I don't either. So
you can't get that on a street cart.
Man, I'm tired of eating this French food.
I need a Mexican hot dog.
I'm grabbing the bus to Costco.
Give me the pork in the bun.
Things make sense. Understand what's happening here, so...
I need Dunkin'. So, does Dunkin' exist in Paris besides in Costco or only in Costco? Exclusively at Costco.
At Costco.
Dunkin' Donuts, exclusively.
I'm just telling you, I've said my mother hated traveling internationally because she everything was different.
Yeah, like the language.
She would be there in a second. She'd be like, yes, Costco? Let's go to Costco.
She'd want to go to Paris just for the Costco experience?
No. Okay. But she would map out the Costcos.
It would definitely be part of the itinerary.
Yeah, it would be definitely first stop.
Does the American citizen or the American membership transfer?
We're going to find out.
Got to be like is it gold level?
I got the executive membership. It better.
That's what I mean. Like you go to all locations.
Right.
You're able to go to all Costcos.
Right. I got the unlimited membership.
Hopefully that person can read English though, that whenever you get there. They do that though in France. They teach English, I think, as the
I
second
think
language.
Most
countries
speak English. I think we're the country who just refuses to learn other languages.
Again, I'm not trying to hate on France. I'm really excited for your trip. Isn't France so really dirty?
I've heard that, yeah. Yeah.
I think Demi said that when she went. It's like super
Rob
dirty.
Rob said the same thing because he's been before too, and he said it was very dirty.
Well, and this made me think, like with thinking of Paris. So there's things that we probably just shouldn't know. There's definitely things that like it would be best if we didn't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
And so keep in mind when you're in Paris, this is one of those things that you probably, you know, don't want to know but should know.
Yeah, I did not click on this. Story.
Germs travel.
Yes.
Really far. And I'm not just talking about in general. I'm not talking about the sneeze. Even when you flush your toilet,
mm-hmm.
germs travel. And there's a video, and Bill's about to pull it up. And this shows just how far and how rapid in what they describe as the invisible plume of germinaceousness. Look, watch this. This is what happens when you flush your toilet. Imagine doing this in Paris. It's dirtier in Paris. Look at that. One flush,
mm-mm.
cloud. So they put a black light on a toilet, basically a green light, to watch the particles. This is what happens.
Yeah, I did know this. There was some talk show I saw years ago that was saying why you should close the lid before you flush the toilet. Ooh. And they had a video similar to that. And so, yes, I've gotten very obsessive about that since then.
How has the EPA not gotten involved at this point with that splash effect?
I don't know. That looks real gross. But yeah, they were talking about how many particles could get on your toothbrush if you don't close the lid. And it grossed me out for life. I think I was probably, you know, 10, 11 years old when I saw it.
There's room for innovation there.
Yeah. Ugh.
I think there's definitely a group that would get on board with some type of new bowl structure.
Right.
Lid apparatus.
It just needs to have like an automatically closing lid, you know?
Right, like no flush button. Lens? Like no flush button. Like it closes first and it does the auto flushing for
you. Yeah. That's what it means.
Don't touch.
Oh, gross. Yes.
Cool.
This was
I did not know that.
Yeah, the study I saw
that toilets are gross or that...
No, I knew that, but I guess I just never thought of it like that.
Yeah.
Like there's an effect.
Now
here.
You'll never not think about it whenever you go to the bathroom.
See me, I get now a little bit more excited. I'm like, I want to live a little bit. You know, I want to feel something.
I want to use that toilet.
Yeah. This is where I need to be right now.
Yeah.
Oh, break.
I'm real excited.
Yeah, no, that was interesting. But you got the bidets out there.
Oh, yeah, I do love a bidet.
Public bidets?
I don't know. I but my Airbnb has
about that.
I don't want to do that.
What a segment. Yeah. My mind is blown a little.
The study I saw was they tested people's toothbrushes and how many mm-hmm. germs from
had
toilets.
Jumped.
Had jumped.
Toilet germs
to
the toothbrush?
To the toothbrushes from people
That'd
not
be cool if it
lid.
Showed that flushing those particles... Flushing and just going right to a toothbrush.
Like it
if I can turn like the laser that you were trying to turn,
right,
yeah,
exactly.
finds its way.
Right.
Like when Neo's running from the things in the Matrix, you know what I mean? Type
yeah.
thing. Like
big
that.
Matrix
yeah,
guy.
I like Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a geography lesson for today.
We did.
I thought about we've been talking about geography while I saw this post. Obviously they're listening. This one from a guy goes by the Land Lawyer. So obviously a real estate one that I follow here. Today I learned U.S. interstates are numbered in numerical order. And there is an actual map here showing that. So we're I-40. We've mm-hmm. got I-40 is ours and I-85. And so if you look at this picture of the map, it's pretty cool. So on the south side of the country, in the southern part of the country, let's say like Texas level, right? Florida, Texas, southern part of California. You got I-10. And then you got all the way, if you go to the north side of the country, like let's say Boston to Seattle, you got I-90.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fill in 10 to 90 in between. We're I-40, right? Kind of right in that sweet spot in the middle. And then left to right, let's say California, you got I-5. And then all the way on the far right side of the country, you got I-95. We got I-85.
So, yeah, a little north-south action.
Yeah.
So there you go. So the east to
so
west
we thought
has
about
the fives.
It.
The norths to souths, zeros.
Right. You know, when we came up with that, we were like, yeah.
This is strong, baby.
Yeah. This
looks strong.
This looks organized here.
They were hitting those horns.
I can't wait to present this one to Teddy.
Something the government did that they were like, yeah, all firing on all cylinders. Let's go, guys.
We got Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, coming up at 8:15. We've got
more like 8:18. I would say more 8:20 because you're going to go Jeff Traffic at 8:18. Then Bill Russell, then Mario Bianco, Skycam Digital.
What he said. Good morning, LKN. 8:06. Happy Wednesday day to you. Going to have a look at the streets traffic with ICATS, rideicats.com, alternative transportation at 8:15. Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, calling in at 8:15. His show, Town Talk, airing today, Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m., you can catch it every Wednesday. Also, if you miss it, you can catch it on demand. Speaking of on demand, we've got a new thing that is being launched today. Actually. So you are learning first exclusively about the new WSIC app that gets launched today. So we're radio.
Right.
We're also video.
Correct.
Social media, digital, and many other fun things in the works. But what we find is the way people engage with content and life right now, just how we are with life, we kind of are on the go everywhere.
All the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Constantly. And so we wanted to have a way that you could take WSIC with you.
Wherever you go.
No
wherever
matter you where go. You're at. Yeah. So it's got the audio live stream of the radio station. It's also got the video live stream built into it. Mm-hmm. But it's got something even cooler. Because you know what we love? We love small business.
We do love small business.
We love local small business. So what the app also features are local deals from businesses that want to participate. And it's easy for businesses to sign up. Go to the WSIC News or the LKN Memes Instagram page. Assuming it's on yours as well.
It will be.
It will be. And you there's a sign up form if you want to. It's actually really reasonably priced as well. This is our other advantage for the small businesses that don't even have a marketing budget, we'll say. And the business can offer you a local deal. And that's what we wanted the ability to do. So we've got a few that started off. We wanted to recognize two in particular, because you know we've got the Teacher of the Month contest that goes on constantly. So Nina's Boutique, who gives a $50 gift certificate each month to the winner of the Teacher of the Month, and Brighter Smiles of Davidson, who gives a free gentle whitening treatment to the winner of the Teacher of the Month contest. But we've also got ISI Denver.
Yes.
Shout out to ISI, really the first business to join the WSIC app local deals.
Yeah. Really excited for Ellen and the guys that are the people at ISI to join this. And their deal is fantastic.
It's an expensive, it's an expansive deal that they're offering.
It's a really great deal. It is, you get a free session. So one free session, which we had her on the show.
Yes.
I went out there and did a session. Fantastic. Absolutely loved it. You get a free in-body scan. And then you get $50 off your first month of membership, too. So that's a great deal. And Ellen, all the people that are out there at ISI Denver are just fantastic. They really do make you feel like family. So check that out. The other thing I love about this app is that there's the map feature. So it's pinpointed so you can see where you are and what's around you. Or you're traveling to the west side of the lake or the north side of the lake. And you can just see, hey, what deals are available around me.
I do like it. What I like to do is I like to pop on the list view.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it does is, so the app is going to ask you for your location. And it just does it because of the business deals. Because when you put it in list view on the local deals, it does the one that's most closest to your location.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
So where we sit right now, Brighter Smiles of Davidson is the closest. Next, Nina's, ISI Elite Training. And then we've also got Greystone Lodge in here because, you know, sometimes you travel, sometimes you, and you want to take us maybe WSIC with you, but you need a deal when you go. Greystone Lodge, one of our great partners, we hear from them each Thursday. We'll talk to Ben McKeith and general manager tomorrow because tomorrow's Thursday. 15% off your stay.
Yeah, that's a great deal too.
So for the small businesses that are looking for opportunities to advertise and get in front of audiences, here you go. This, we wanted to make it the most cost-effective approach.
And the easiest way to do it. It's very simple to sign up. We have the form on the website. Yeah. You just sign up for it. And super simple, and then we'll take care of you and get people to your business.
So WSIC News Instagram, LKN Memes Instagram, WSICnews.com. You'll be able to find the form. Just click, WSIC app, And it's available also for download now. If you want to be able to listen and watch wherever you go, you can download it in the iOS store. You can also Google Play store. Is it Google Play? I'm not an Android user.
It's Google Play. Yeah.
It is Google
it's
Play.
It's Google Play store. Or the Play store, I think is what they call
the
it now.
The Play store.
The Play store. And I like it because I have to travel. Sometimes I do leave exit 28. I know you don't believe it.
Every once in a while.
When I have to travel down to Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can listen and don't have to worry about losing my signal. I can listen the whole way down, so.
Yeah, well, as soon as I get kind of south of I-85, if I'm doing a Charlotte thing, that's when like it starts getting. Every once in a while, like Bill's Spot in Center City, you can still get it. But we wanted to make sure, again, you can have it wherever you go.
Right.
North, south, east, west, doesn't matter. You can utilize the app. And plus a lot of people, too, like Apple CarPlay in their car.
Correct.
And connecting their devices and to make the experience seamless mm-hmm. for you. For the more sophisticated, if you would. Now, we're not going anywhere off radio. Let me be very clear. Radio
yeah, we're
is,
staying. We're staying not radio.
We're just taking over more space.
We're just making it accessible to everyone.
That's
no matter where you're going. You live here, but sometimes you got to travel outside. I know you don't want to, but sometimes you have to.
And here's the other thing. You may miss the live stuff every once in a while. And it's complicated because of how many different shows. And we have some that are just pure digital experience that aren't necessarily on the radio. Well, on the WSIC app, it's now consolidated one spot. If literally you go to the WSIC app, which looks really good. I just enjoy like opening it and looking at it because, you know, we've been playing with it for a little bit now. But if you just click listen at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
you've got the list of podcasts available right there
all
for
of
you.
Them.
All of the shows that we podcast right here consolidated in one location for you. You can check it out. And if you're a host of one of the shows, you should probably check it out because I haven't told the host yet about the app.
So hey,
this
guys.
Is, yeah,
breaking
so
news.
This is the opportunity to check. The WSIC News app, check it out. You can listen live, watch live, listen on demand, and get the local deals of all the small businesses
Man,
around the
lake. So many things just packed into one little app.
And there's a few more that's coming.
And it's free to download, right?
It's definitely free.
Definitely free.
It's got to be free. That's the best part about it. Almost as free as Bitcoin.
Oh, boy.
Is Bitcoin free again? Are we back down to zero on Bitcoin? A lot of people hope not. A lot of people hoping not. The U.S. government sends over 30,000 Bitcoin worth approximately, in the current market, $2 billion to Coinbase using Silk Road hacked funds per Bitcoin magazine.
I have no idea what those jumble of words
okay,
just
so I'm going to break this down.
I know the money part, that's a lot of money, but other than that, I don't know.
30,000 Bitcoin worth $2 billion.
Yeah, I get that part.
So the interesting thing to me, okay, I'll break down two parts. Silk Road. Have you ever heard of Silk Road?
This China.
Nope. Well, originally
it was the road, like the boat
trading.
Trip. Yes, for trading. That's what that is.
However, somebody, and I can't remember the guy's name, a few years ago made this website that was basically illegal. You could buy anything you wanted. Drugs.
Oh, and that's what it was called, Silk
Love.
Road?
Love. You could buy anything you want. Yeah, okay. It's called Silk Road.
Bigfoot statues.
And so Bitcoin was the way that we were able to transact because this obviously wasn't legal stuff. Hey, I'll give you $5. I got five on it, right? Like that. You couldn't do
that
for this stuff
you
that you were buying.
PayPal and for
That's right.
Okay.
So Bitcoin was what the government seized all the Bitcoin from mm-hmm. Silk Road, the project. But the other part of Coinbase is interesting. Isn't Coinbase under the gun right now? I thought Coinbase is one of the trading platforms under the gun right now. I could be wrong on that.
I can't answer that question.
You don't have any Bitcoin?
I think I've said that Rob probably has some crypto,
form of cryptocurrency.
Some form. Yeah. I just pretend like it doesn't exist because it comes and goes.
So the U.S. government's obviously doing something. They're holding 30. Now the U.S. government is holding 30,000 Bitcoin.
Mm.
I don't like that. I thought the whole point was to stay away from the government on this one.
How is 30,000 Bitcoin worth $2 billion?
Well, so there's the market value of one Bitcoin, which is a whole debate right now.
Okay.
Of should it be allowed to be traded publicly, like ETFs? Stuff that Joshua Dobie can talk more about.
Yeah, I'm
way
gonna
more
call
than
into
I
his
can.
Show.
Dollars and cents. And even if you miss, he's talked about Bitcoin before. So if you missed any of the episodes, you know what you do.
That's what I'll be doing today.
You go to WSIC app, you click listen, you go back to the podcast, Dollars and Cents. And you can check out Josh.
I know what
Dobie.
I'm doing at 9:00.
That's it. We're going to get a look at the traffic when we come back. Maybe there's some out there right now. It's raining a little bit. Also, Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce. I think he's out of the shower. He might be in the shower, though. That could get kind of fun. Weird.
Weird.
Something. A few more weird things to talk about, too, today.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. Yeah. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay, and 8:18 on this Wednesday day. What we want to do is see if people are acting a fool out there. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, are things looking any better now?
Good morning. There's no accidents to report right now, but there are several slowdowns. If you're coming 77 southbound around exit 25 all the way to 485, there's some stop and go traffic there. Also, as you're heading into the city of Charlotte, around Brookshire Freeway, traffic slows down there. As far as 77 northbound, just past 485, coming up to exit 23, traffic is slowing down, and it's stop and go all the way to Cornelius. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues, but if you're traveling in the Huntersville area, just be a little patient and slow down.
I'm glad to hear there's no accidents, Jeff, but that normal breaking for the lake, we'll say, happening around the area. Is the rain a factor yet or no? Is it raining still right now or no?
No, it's not raining right now, although it looks like we might get some here in the Huntersville area in a little while.
How about that wind? Sometimes I feel that wind slap the side of the car, you know what I mean? Kind of wake you up a little bit. How's that right now?
It's not bad right now, but I did see that later on this afternoon we were supposed to have some high winds. So if you're in a bigger vehicle like me, you kind of get dancing on the highway.
Bill's going to the baseball game tonight, the Charlotte Knights game. Should they cancel the baseball game because of the wind, Jeff? What do you think?
Oh, no, man. You got to play baseball.
Yeah, you got to play baseball.
All right, Jeff's pro baseball. That means this conversation is over. Jeff, we appreciate you. RideiCats.com. Alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Jeff.
All right, Justin, Manny, have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Jeff.
Look at Jeff thinking of you this morning.
He's so sweet. I really like him. We're like best friends now.
You know, I wonder some days, do people think about me? Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, joins us now on the phone. Bill, when you're in the shower each morning, do you think of me?
I was going to answer that, and I said, no, I'm not going to answer that.
Good job.
This close. Almost had him.
I'm not going to say I think of you or Mamie or Bill. I'm just not going to do it.
It's for your members, Bill. It's for your members. You think of your members while you're in the shower. Bill Russell, president of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, president of it, also host of Town Talk, the show that airs every Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m. If you missed the live show, well, now download the WSIC app, and you can listen on demand from one central location because, you know, we podcast Bill right there, right in the middle of the app. Bill, what's going on in the small business community? Spring has sprung, it seems like. Businesses out and about everywhere, people coming and going, a hustling and bustling little area we got going on.
It is hustling and bustling, and then it comes to a little bit of a dramatic stop, and then it goes again. There is a lot of road construction going on, as you were pointing out in the earlier segment, but it's all good because that you know the cavalry is here. They're building us some new roads, improving some new roads and sidewalks, and this is what we've needed for some time. So everybody needs to be a little bit patient, slow down a little bit, enjoy life. But these are some really needed infrastructure improvements. So really happy about that. How was your Easter? Did the Easter Bunny come see you?
We did have the egg hunt, and we had some fun. It was good. I tried to stay away from the chocolate as best I could. But it was a good time. It was a great Easter. How about you? Were you at the farm?
I was at the farm. I'm still entertaining. They're actually at the farm, and I have left them. But I have cousins and aunt. Down from Michigan, and they're from Frankenmuth, which is a little Bavarian German town. But they're staying at the farm, got there on Friday. We've been having dinners and cookouts and all kinds of things. And I felt bad that I had to leave them and come back to work but got a job to do. So they're still at the farm entertaining themselves, fishing and all kinds of things.
Do you have chickens at the farm?
We do have chickens at the farm. We have chickens and goats and miniature ponies, and we have cows, and we have horses at my brother's place. And yeah, we got all, we have donkey, a couple of donkeys and some sheep. Man, we got it's like I got Ellie Mae Clampett lives next door that accumulates all these animals.
The largest fresh egg producer in the United States in Texas is closing the plant, at least for the interim, because they found bird flu there. Should Cornelius adopt a blanket yes to chicken policy in the short term to alleviate the stress of less eggs in our society?
I don't believe in any government regulations. So I believe in the free market. So I don't want Cornelius getting involved in that issue.
Okay, so guard your chickens because there's going to be thievery afoot is what it sounds like. Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, also host of Town Talk, airing today at 4 o'clock. Bill, what's on tap for the show?
Well, you know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about pickleball.
All right. Pickleball.
Still haven't played.
Yeah. Patrick Coleman, who is a oral surgeon, he's retired now, but Patrick actually did my implant a few years back. But he is now the president of the Lake Norman Pickleball Association. So we're going to talk a little pickleball. We also have Richard Pappas, who has been very involved in president of our Rotary Club, treasurer of Ada Jenkins. He's the senior vice president with First National Bank. We'll have Richard on, and a former chairman of the Chamber of Commerce. So he'll be on, as well as Lauren Ewald, who does a lot of work with nonprofits and helping them fundraise. So it's going to be a really good show.
That's definitely that I'm looking forward to. And again, if you missed the live show, you can catch it on demand, WSIC News app. That's out now. You'll be able to catch all of Bill's episodes and all the great conversations he has with a lot of the community leaders. Bill, the roundabout going in, Catawba and 21. Are you pro roundabout?
Well, I always have to put a little spring rubber in the back. You know, when I go around turn four, it gets a little loose in the corners. But I love the roundabouts. They're a lot of fun.
It's okay because there's no stoplight. That's what I think is the biggest advantage. There's no stoplight.
It's the people that don't know how to drive. When the people that come to the roundabout and they stop and go like, oh my, what do I do? Those are the people you want to just shoot, particularly if you're behind them.
It's people like me. I didn't grow up with roundabouts, so I always just like hesitate whenever I come into them.
What did Shelby have, four-way stops?
Oh, we just didn't have people. We had one stoplight.
Bill, is the chamber concerned at the number of roundabouts coming? Are we getting too roundaboutish here?
Too round.
In a roundabout way?
Did they start in France? Is that where roundabouts came from, is France?
That's a good question. It seems French. It definitely seems. It's backward like French.
I'm thinking it's a European design. I think the fact of the matter is it helps expedite traffic if you just know what you're supposed to do. Right. It's like the diverging the diamond. The first time we put that in, people were going, oh my gosh, you got to cross the road to get to the other side.
Like a chicken.
Yeah, that was a little bit confusing.
Do you think the coupling diverging diamond plus roundabouts, should we throw a roundabout in at Torrance Chapel, you think? You think that solves the problem?
I think that's going to happen eventually.
Well, you're gonna have a roundabout at Knox and Torrance Chapel. That's the plan, is to bring a roundabout at Knox and Torrance Chapel over there behind the shopping center.
And is that, you think that it ends up as the win to keep the things flowing? Because you know more than anybody, it gets brutal over there at lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. We need to keep this traffic moving, and I think that would help matters. I do.
President of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, Bill Russell, also host of Town Talk, airs every Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m. Bill, what's going on with the chamber this week and next? It is spring break for CMS. Do you guys take kind of like a slowdown for the week, or no, that doesn't stop the chamber from rocking and rolling?
It doesn't slow down at all. I mean, we've got ribbon cutting. We have a business mixer tomorrow night. At the same time, I can't believe DOT schedules a workshop on the transit line. At the same time, we're having a business after hours. They didn't consult with us. I've already talked to Anthony Roberts about it. Poor planning on DOT's part, or CAT's part. But anyway,
We've got a business mixer tomorrow night. We've got all kinds of activities going. We're planning our women's conference coming up, May 16th, a big nonprofit program that the EDC is putting on. So it's a lot of things going on in our business community. It never stops.
You mentioned
the sun never sets on Lake Norman.
that's very true. The concept of being involved in the things affecting the community, like you mentioned, so the transportation meeting, for example, how important is that for the chamber to be involved in those conversations? How big is that?
Well, we have to be involved in it. I mean, fact of the matter is, it's you know, when you have issues relative to schools, healthcare, roads, other infrastructure improvements, it all impacts business and commerce and our economic development. So it's extremely important, and we'll be very involved in that issue. I mentioned I can't be there because I've got a business mixer I'm attending, but my public policy chair and the chamber chair, they'll both be down at that meeting. So and we'll have a lot of input into what they're doing.
And as far as the members of the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, what's the sentiment right now among members as far as the economy, the local market? How are people feeling as we move through this spring season?
I think relatively good. Right now, I mean, yes, we're still battling with some inflation and prices. As you know, you go to the grocery store and all the packages are smaller, but you're still paying more. It is impacting our leisure spending. So, I mean, you may not be able to go out and take the family out as many times as you like to. You may be cutting back on your plans for your summer vacation and things that you're planning on doing. Maybe more staycations. Instead of people going off to the Outer Banks, maybe they'll spend more time at Lake Norman at home and do some things here.
Maybe they can find some great deals on the WSSC app because they want to save some money. Well, there you go. You can look at the list of businesses participating, get a good deal. Bill Russell, president of Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce, host of Town Talk. Catch his show today, 4 to 5 p.m. every Wednesday. And if you miss it, well, WSSC app, you can get it on demand anytime. Bill, we appreciate you, sir. See you later.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Mario Bianco of SkyCam Digital coming up next.
Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:34 on this Wednesday day. Join now SkyCam Digital, Mario Bianco.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Justin?
This is really weird. It's weird for a couple of reasons. First off, you and Mamie know each other. That's not weird.
No, it's not weird. I know everybody.
But you do know. She's famous.
Yeah.
But we know each other because you grew up here.
Yeah.
So I feel like I don't even...
Just take over.
You want to talk about?
Now.
How you doing?
No, it's funny because I was supposed to come on the show a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And on the way here, my tire popped.
Yeah.
And I kind of steered clear and pulled over to the side, and I texted you, and I was like, Justin, I don't think I'm going to make it today, man. So I had to get the car towed.
I said, just run, man. Oh, you'll be fine. Yeah. It's no big deal. SkyCam Digital, SkyCamDigital.com, Charlotte's number one real estate marketing company. That's a bold statement for a big market, my man.
I believe it.
I've been privileged with seeing your journey in the real estate photography, videography, creative space. You've done quite well in a very short amount of time in a very tough space. Photography and real estate in particular is super saturated, right? Like, you know that. There's a lot of competition. There's a lot of people. What makes SkyCam different?
Well, I think to start off, I think being a one-stop shop for realtors, offering everything and being an all-in-one solution has been something that allows us to stand out. I think a lot of my competitors, they might offer photo only. They don't do drone. They don't have cinematic videos. So when I started SkyCam, I said, let's be the one-stop shop where agents can call us, get everything they need in one place, and offer, you know, above average or the best content in each thing. So not only do we offer photo, we do cinematic video, we do drone, we do 3D and virtual tours. We do branding content, which we're rolling out a whole new division coming up here soon, and floor plans and measurements. So when you think about what realtors need when they go to market their properties, they can come to us and get every single thing that they need.
In one, like one-stop shop.
Oh, yeah. And the other issue with realtors is they would have to reach out to multiple vendors and get different appointments, and that's kind of inconvenient for a lot of homeowners. So when they call us, we can handle everything in one appointment and just make it easy for the homeowners and the agents.
So you do drone, you do like cinematic style. Bill's got the video we're going to pull up here. WSICnews.com, all the socials. Let's pull this bad boy up and check it. Is there audio? Does you got some music? You got some music under bed with this one, or did you just send us the raw on this?
Oh, yeah. There's music.
We ain't got no music on it. It's okay. But this video here is
absolutely beautiful.
That's a beautiful house. That's not Michael Jordan's mom's house, is it? I've seen that one. That's not this one?
Well, what's really cool about this space is we get to see some of the craziest, coolest mansions in the Charlotte area. You don't really think about how big the city is and how much money people have until you step into these houses and see some of the craziest mansions. So we're really fortunate to get to capture some of the coolest properties in all the Charlotte area. And these examples are just a couple of really high-end properties and some of my favorite videos that we've shot. So,
and you know, because you grew up specifically in Huntersville, Lake Norman don't always welcome Charlotte. I mean, you just know, like, there's a difference in the market. Like, it just is what it is. What's it been like for you seeing this area change, and now you being an active, you know, small business owner here, even locally? What's that like for you and for what you've seen change?
Yeah, I think what's been really cool is seeing a lot of land properties that are being torn down and rebuilt to really enhance like the neighborhoods, and especially some of the older properties that builders are able to just take advantage of the views, especially on the lake. I can't remember the amount of miles of Lake Norman, but there's a house on every corner, and seeing people take advantage of older homes and build some newer, beautiful masterpieces has been a really cool experience to see.
That's the natural progression of a market, right? You run out of space. God's not making any more dirt right now, right? So you got to tear down the old.
Definitely not making any more lakefront property around here.
No, the federal government would have something to say about that as well. Okay, so back to SkyCam Digital and the services you offer. You also book online, directly online, for if a broker, realtor wants to utilize your services, skycamdigital.com.
Yeah, when I first started, it's funny, everything was over text message. Everything was having to...
Old school.
Get a- yep. But yeah, we had to quickly streamline the process and make sure that it was a very easy one-stop, you know, solution for agents. And so going on our website, booking online in a quick way, and you can get your order in within, you know, a couple minutes has been a game changer for sure.
You're working with some of the bigger brokerage firms too. I see Corcoran, HM Properties, Ben Bowen, EXP, Compass, Ivester Jackson, Christie's, Sotheby's, Trump. You're working with quite a few here.
Yeah. You know, what's been really cool is we tried to really focus our niche on the luxury market. And so our services are definitely not cheap by any means, but I think it's definitely attracted our product to more of the higher end clients. And so a lot of the content that we shoot, I feel like, is way above average compared to our competitors, and just trying to elevate the real estate space in a way to where we're trying to create content that make people feel something. And I think especially with the videos in the past, real estate videos have gotten very popular lately, but they kind of fall flat when it comes to giving it like an emotion. And so we try to create videos that really evoke emotion, and especially using trending audio, creative transitions, and shots that really make an impact.
Let's check out this one here. You did this one. This one is in Charlotte. It's a $2.5 million condo listing right here. Let's check out that video again real quick, Bill. I'm sorry. Bill's on it over here with I'm watching these videos behind while you talk. I feel like we should show people these things, but look at this. This is
absolutely
luxury living.
Gorgeous.
Are you finding more and more, like, with the new builds that are happening, it is like a higher end product, or are you seeing like starter homes being built a lot, like with the new stuff and teardowns and things like that?
We're seeing definitely a mix of both. For example, that condo that we showed, that was our highest viewed piece of content on our Instagram page. And we've been trying to figure out a way to create content for people's YouTube channels, but also repurpose those videos for social media. Because as you know, YouTube's landscape video, social media content's vertical video. So how do you create content for both spaces? But in that particular content, or I'm sorry, that condo, we shot everything vertically because the client focuses on Instagram and Facebook now that they feature more vertical video content. But I forget where I was going with that.
It's okay. The video is great. The,
it's gorgeous.
I do know, because as you know, I've been a broker since 2012. The market where it's at today, it's definitely tightening, right? Because supply is so low. There's still a lot of buyers. There's a lot of capital on the side, particularly in the luxury market. It's amazing how quick some of these luxury properties go with the moment they hit the market. Mm-hmm. But you are helping brokers and really sellers, right? Because that's ultimately who benefits from this, is the sellers trying to sell their homes. People are looking online before they ever step foot into a house, before they decide what they want. So if you're a seller, you need to be working with a broker that utilizes great photography, great visuals in order to showcase your property. So Claudio Grizik, our co-host for today's Real Talk, obviously the top broker in the community, SkyCamp Digital. I mean, you want the quality product so people can see it. There are international buyers here in this marketplace. That's just the reality of where we live now. And for that includes the Lake Norman area, that includes Charlotte. Are you hearing anything back from the brokers on this quality is actually making a difference as it relates to sellers getting the most money for their home?
Oh yeah, I forget the percentage, but we're seeing now a lot more buyers are trying to lean on video tours and video marketing to make their home buyer their home purchases. Social media, it's kind of cool that we've seen a lot of agents we work with. They get new business from social media, whether they're creating content about neighborhood highlights or you know, showing their expertise in their specific area. Buyers from outside the country or outside the state, they see them online and they reach out and they get new clients that way. So that's been really cool to see. But what we're seeing now is a trend towards increasing agents' social media presence online, so that they can kind of show off their expertise and also attract new business from people out of state.
Mario Bianco of SkyCam Digital. Can you hang out with us for another segment?
Oh, I would love to.
Okay, we're going to hang out. Cool. SkyCamDigital.com. You know things about Instagram. Mames knows a lot about Instagram. I know things about MySpace. Is that still a thing out there? People still using their MySpace?
You're dominating MySpace right now.
Thank you. I really, really do appreciate that. And if you want to stay connected to all the shows here at WSIC, again, through digital technology, WSIC app officially released as of today. Check out the local deals from the local businesses. Some killer deals, 15% off at Greystone.
It's a great one.
You can't, you know, you're staying in Boone, North Carolina, because, you know, hey, you also got to travel. You want to do some things, have some fun. It is spring break. Maybe people are lounging about on a beach somewhere right now. I'm not really a beach guy, though. You know, the sand and the salt water. More of a lake guy.
Yeah.
Is that?
Same.
Fresh water?
Yes.
I'll take that. Coming back.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. That's what happens. You got to do it right on time. SkyCam Digital, SkyCamDigital.com, SkyCam Digital on Instagram. Some of the most fire real estate videos I think I've ever seen. And I've seen quite a few. You know, I've seen quite a few.
Thank you for the applause.
Absolutely. We're hanging out with Mario Bianco. Mario. I go both ways still. Is that okay? So you still say, go both ways on
no,
that?
Or,
okay,
it is right. Mario.
You're going Mario. Yep. Hard on
so
Mario.
I heard yesterday, you're like, yeah. Mario Bianco.
Yeah. It's always it's been cool. Mario.
No, but see, on my phone, it's still Mario 64.
Well, totally. That's what we get confused with is Super Mario. However,
gotcha.
with the family being from up north and us being Italian, right. It goes Mario, right?
I like Mario. Both, though. It's a, yeah. Mario.
So,
Mario.
So I would tend to enjoy Mario if you got it. But
He felt comfortable enough to call me out. See, that's how it goes. Like that's okay.
I like it.
That's how you know he's from
we
here.
We need more guests like this.
So we grew up here locally together. We went to Hopewell together. Did you back? When was the moment that like you touched a drone and you're like, this is my device? Like, what was that moment?
So back in 2014, right after I graduated college, my uncle came back from New York. And he had a buddy that just bought a drone with a camera on it. This is like when they very first came out. And he was like, Mario, you got to start a business with this thing. It's going to be the next big thing. And he's a contractor. He works with a lot of real estate agents. So he was like, you know, I can get you a couple of your first jobs. So he helped me buy my first drone. And he was familiar with the whole starting business process. So he helped me get an LLC registered, get a website, kind of get a bank account, all the things that you need within starting a business. And yeah, so my uncle was the one that helped me start it. Shout out to Uncle Ricky.
Ew.
And about 2 or 3 years in, I was kind of doing intermittent work where I really didn't build the reputation yet. So I was in the summers working some real estate jobs, in the winter working with my uncle doing construction work. And then about four years in, it became a full-time gig, and here we are today, 10 years in business.
How has it shifted for you, like the progression of the services you had? You mentioned you started by taking text messages. You now have an online booking service. You obviously had visions in your mind of what really great videos are. Now you have a portfolio of really great videos. What's that progression been like? And I ask, what's like the thing for the future that you want to help create for the real estate industry?
Great question. So I went to college at East Carolina for video production. So when I first started, and my uncle we started the business, video was all we offered. And in 2014, real estate video was not popular at all. So it was kind of like, I need to adapt and figure out what other services I can offer for real estate.
Video? What do I need that for?
I was going to say, I don't think you could do video on Instagram back in 2014.
No. I mean, it's kind of crazy to see that we've been able to see the progression of technology over the last 10 years. But starting in real estate video and not really seeing a place for it yet, and then quickly realizing like, all right, so I need to do photography. I need to do websites. I need to do other types of marketing content. And so I just learned things along the way and just figured it out on myself, thanks to YouTube University. So photography picked up pretty quickly. The biggest transformation in the business was up until like 2019, 2020, I was editing all the photos and all the videos myself. So being a one-man band, doing all of the editing, I was up till 3, 4 a.m. trying to deliver projects on time. And it got to a point where I started looking outwards and reaching out to Facebook groups and finding mentors. And I quickly realized that people outsource their photo editing, people outsource their video editing. And so that one decision to kind of find other team members that could handle the editing side just blew the business up. And then, as you know, in 2020, when COVID hit, it was just the biggest real estate boom and like people selling their houses. And that was the year that we just absolutely exploded. And I was working, you know, from morning to night till late in the mornings, just trying to deliver projects. We couldn't even deliver photos or video on time before the house went into contract. It was like the house would sell that day, and then the agent was like, I just need the media to show we went under contract. So it was kind of crazy to be a part of that that phase during COVID.
What was it like managing that expectation? That would be my question, because I do know how long this stuff takes, right? We produce a lot of content too. I know how long it takes to make this cinematic style content. Mm-hmm. Ben Daniels, Senior Director of Century, just stepped in the studio over there. He knows as well. What was it like managing that expectation through COVID where, like you said, before really a house had even hit the market, it could be coming soon and they're getting 20, 30 offers. And yet you're out here doing this grind of photography. I'm wondering like just how that felt and what that process was like for you.
I think it was just insane to see the capabilities of where the business could go. And by spreading out our services and offering more things, I think it just allowed SkyCam to take that next level and be a business that agents could come to for everything. But I would say about a year ago is when I started to realize, all right, now's the time to start growing the team and try to figure out a business model to where we could be a team of people. Like, the one thing I wanted to mention is at SkyCam, we don't want to feel like just a vendor for these realtors. We want to feel like a partner and feel like marketing should be the last thing they need to worry about. And so my vision for the next couple of years is we're really trying to build out a team that's focused on helping realtors stand out on social media. And we're actually currently in the process of building out a social media program to help agents on social media and grow their reputation by showing their expertise, but giving them more visually engaging content to help them look a lot more professional and show better on social media.
Heck, 20-something thousand realtors in the Charlotte area alone, 100,000 licensed active brokers in North Carolina alone. There's plenty of room.
Dropping stats here.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's plenty of room. And my point is that they need to build brands, that building your own brand and standing out as a broker, especially at a time right now, which I'm sure you're aware of with this lawsuit stuff from the NAR and mm-hmm. how commissions are all going to change from a buyer's side. Brokers really have to start showing their value and their worth. And I say that as a licensed broker, right? I grew up in the sense of you provide actual quality service, like partnering with great quality vendors like yourself who can provide additional quality products to get the home sold.
Oh, trust me, I understand. And sometimes when I think about how saturated the real estate photo and video space is, I just think about how I'm very grateful I don't have to be a realtor because they do have to deal with so much more competition. You know, it's I'm just glad to be a source for them to help them kind of elevate their media, elevate their content and kind of stand out in a saturated market.
Mario Bianco, SkyCam Digital, joining us, hanging out in the studios. Great seeing you too, brother.
You too, man.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, SkyCamDigital.com, SkyCam Digital on Instagram. You can book right now. We do want to check in. Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show from Studio A. He's been in the seat now. Day three,
yeah,
in the
three
seat.
Days.
Patrick, how we doing this morning, sir?
Well, you haven't fired me yet, so I think we're
all
okay.
Right. We're doing good. Hit those horns again.
Still here. Patrick, we announced the release of the WSIC app today. You are boots on the ground in the community at these events, Waves Entertainment. You guys are all over. How important is it for these small businesses throughout the Lake Norman community to have the ability to let people know of the services and products that they're offering?
It is vital, 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 vital. Not everybody's like Mame. Some people do leave exit 28 and go around a little bit, and they need to know where those deals are. For instance, we, Waves Entertainment, will be on site Friday night at Burkdale Village. I was thinking when you have the WSIC app and you're at Burkdale Village, you can pull up those deals folder on there. The phone will know where you are. You can look around the area. You can walk around Burkdale Village without even driving. There's probably a deal there for you. I think that's awesome.
I love it. This is why I like Patrick right here.
Yeah, great job, Patrick. Keep going.
I got more. I heard Mamie talking about ISI Denver this morning. I never heard of it. So what do? I go to the WSIC app and I check them out. First time I heard of a company, found out it's a training facility over in Denver, right? Physical fitness, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of them. And I thought, you know what? If your company, out in our audience now, if your company was ISI Denver, we'd be talking about you right now. Huh?
See, and then the businesses that get listed in the app, too, they're also going to get featured on the radio as well. We're going to kind of do
right.
A little, they're going to get mentioned on the radio.
Radio and social, too.
And social. $99 a month. It's a killer deal. We're trying to find every way to support every single small business we can. Some have larger budgets than others, but we're okay with that. We want to find love for every single business in the Lake Norman community because the entire community is just awesome. Patrick, you're the host of Home Ad, one of the people that drives this community, that keeps things going because people call in to buy, they sell, they trade, they got birthdays, they got anniversaries. You're giving away prizes every single day. You know, you're working your way toward that average of 1,800 calls per month on the Home Ad. How you feeling 3 days in?
I feel like I've taken 1,800 calls already. when you Come off the news drive at 5, which was more the local news headlines. Not a lot of audience interaction with that. They were more listeners. And now I am part of the show. They're part of my show, this show, Home Ad. It's just part of the community. Fantastic. I love talking to people. I love taking phone calls. This has been so much fun for the last 2 days. And I just, like, we had a great guest phone call yesterday. Pat Shannon called into the Home Ad show yesterday. It was a thrill to talk to him during Home Ad. I'm so excited for what today will bring. We're going to open up these phone lines in just a few minutes.
All right, Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad show. You want to buy something, sell something, trade something. You got a birthday, you got an anniversary. 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. You'll connect with Patrick and Joe up there at Studio A in Statesville. Patrick, try not to burn the place down today, all right?
I make no promises, but I love you, bro.
James, great hanging out with you today, by the way.
You too. Good day. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday day. We got Figs from Cornelius Inn tomorrow. Greystone Lodge. Also, check out that WSIC app. 15% off your stay at Greystone. If you book through the link there, WSIC app, you can download it iOS and the Google Play Store. Love you, my kids. See you tomorrow.
Horse.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.